Hey, yo.
For right now. Mm-hmm. That for the moment. Well, first of all,
mm-hmm.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's February 22nd. This is the Hair of the Blog Presents the Rabbit Hole Podcast. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy. With me, as always, is Bobby at R. Hansen 817. And it is a cold, wet, slushy Monday afternoon in the New York, New Jersey area. And I hope, first off, everybody's being safe. I hope everybody had a great weekend. Me and Bobby are just catching up beforehand. The microphones had a little echo in it, so I'm hoping now they don't. I did a little tester. And saw that, I think, when all else fails, we were talking about this. I was like, let me just turn the microphone off. And then turn it back on 30 seconds later, a.k.a. the hard reset.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it worked.
It's all it takes.
And like I said, I was like, I probably have saved restaurants and bars hundreds of dollars by this same technique. It's tried and true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this started, like, back with video games.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like, all right, shit. Why is it broke? It's not broken. It's not broken. Just turn it off. All right, smack the side of it. All right, turn it back on and hope. And that's where you learned it.
Blow into a Nintendo Entertainment System.
Mm-hmm.
Blow into the cartridge.
Yep.
Put the cartridge 99.5% into the Nintendo Entertainment System and slam it down,
mm-hmm.
and then close it. And usually that was your way of getting it up and running again.
Yep.
Anyway, this is the Rabbit Hole Podcast. It's pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail, swag. Pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people breaking up right now. A lot of breakups in the news.
I saw Kim Kardashian and Kanye. That's about all I've seen.
Kim Ye.
Mm-hmm.
Daft Punk broke up.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I did see that. That was yesterday or today. That's what I think.
It's trending on Twitter. 28 mm-hmm. years they've been together.
No shit.
And they broke up. Supposedly. Yeah, I don't know.
They lapped Kimmy like 10 times, like 5 times.
I think of all of Kim Kardashian's relationships, if you added them all together,
mm-hmm.
probably not even
not
close.
Even, not even close to
Daft Punk.
Nope.
Not even close to Daft Punk. Sports. I think I want to give Sam Darnold one more chance.
Yeah?
Jets quarterback, yeah. I think I want to give Sam Darnold one more chance. Notorious B.I.G. style.
What makes you say that?
We'll get into that.
Okay.
Just trying to cover them all now.
Okay.
Food and cocktails. Happy National Margarita Day.
Mm-hmm.
Patron was blasting the shit out of their mm-hmm. of their products on social media. And swag? Well, swag is whatever you want it to be.
I like that. Okay.
Swag is whatever you want it to be. But, I mean, in terms of swag, still don't have my Canada Goose puffer jacket yet. I don't think I'm getting one.
Buy it in like a month.
I just feel like that's just... I just see so many. I'm like every. I feel like everybody has one on mm-hmm. the planet except me.
I don't have one.
Okay, except the both of us.
Yeah.
But Canada Goose, I feel like I see everybody got one. Mm-hmm. It's like when you get to that point where you see like every girl with like a Louis bag.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow, is that just like the standard now? It's like, oh, winter coat, time to get the Canada Goose out.
Right.
But anyway,
mm-hmm.
we. we got a lot to get to. We took a week off, but we're back now. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff to get to besides the things we just talked about. I got a bunch of notes too.
You want to know something that hasn't changed though? Even though we took a very, very small hiatus.
And what's that?
Still haven't gotten any new music from DJ McGregor.
Although he did message us and say, "Hey, by the way, I got something in the works."
I've also messaged him and told him to look out his window for no fucking reason too. Why? Because it's a fucking waste of his time. Stop wasting my fucking time.
Shout out DJ McGregor.
No, fuck you. I'm not even shouting you out.
By the way, DJ McGregor's one of his most favorite musical acts, musicians, Bad Bunny. We're talking about Bad Bunny. Like, what's a Bad Bunny? Bad mm-hmm. Bunny was the musical guest on Saturday Night Live.
Yes. He's also the 24/7 champion for wrestling.
Oh, is
WWE.
He?
WWE. Mm-hmm. Peter okay. Rosenberg was it before, and then I guess... I think it went back to one of the other full-time wrestlers, and then I think Bad Bunny won it, and now he's the it's a very gimmicky title, obviously.
Yes, but, yes.
If it makes you feel any better, DJ McGregor, he has actually won more titles. Heavyweight championships of the world. There are very, very limited quantity than you've put out music in the past week.
Yeah, but that's comparing two different metrics.
It's just meant to make him feel bad. It is that's like me saying I've had more pomegranates in the past 2 years than he's put out music in the past week. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't actually measure. There's nothing comparable to it. The scales of justice aren't balanced here. It's just to make him feel bad. Because I've re-listened to a whole shit ton of his music recently because I've had various things to do, this never-ending fucking
still,
snow.
And still not listen to the podcast.
No, now I'm just doing it to make myself angry. And this is what, this is the byproduct of that.
Okay.
So, okay. Give me my fucking new music, dick.
What if he does something, he's like, all right, look, I got the vaccine, but you have to listen to your own podcast. What if that was the arrangement?
What, in order for me to get the vaccine, yeah. I have to listen to my own podcast?
Well, the DJ McGregor vaccine mixtape, yes.
I'll believe it when I actually see it uploaded. And as a gentleman's agreement, I won't listen to it until I listen to my own podcast.
Okay.
So, what is
it? All right, so DJ McGregor, the terms have been set.
Terms have been set fucking 2 months ago, asshole. We're gonna have full indoor capacity at fucking Madison Square Garden. He's like, well, it's almost gonna be here coming soon.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Bobby has never listened to his own podcast. Yeah. For his own general reasons.
I just don't like the way my voice sounds. I know nobody really does. It's like the DMV picture. Nobody takes a good DMV picture. But
My bar card picture, hate it.
Sure.
We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm vain enough that, and because I have graphic design skills, I'm gonna redo my bar card photo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get it laminated, whatever like that, and I'm gonna stick it over the old one.
When you get done with your bartending career, because you do have graphic design skills, could you please put my name, my face on there just so I can go in and bartend someplace one day, randomly? I won't make it past 7:30 because I get sleepy, but still. A solid 2 hour happy hour.
I mean, that's highly illegal.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, and
it's
maybe we'll talk about it off the air.
Oh no. Putting it on air is no. This is not gonna happen. Cause the one time I actually walk in there and I'm like, oh my god, that crazy son of a bitch did it. And where is his accomplice? So no, now it can never actually happen, but
that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so Rabbit Hole Podcast. Last stuff to get to today. Oh, by the way, Rihanna's birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday, Rihanna. Barbados's finest export.
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna, it was her birthday. And I hope, I think she's still going out with A$AP Rocky. So hopefully A$AP Rocky got her everything that she wanted for her birthday.
Yeah.
In the back of my mind, it's what do you get a Rihanna for her birthday? What do you get the person who probably has it all?
Just do something chill. Do something fun. When it comes to something like that, to me, And I've never, like, dated, like, a girl who's had, like, unbelievable wealth or, you know, anything like that. Like, nothing, like, crazy like that. But my opinion would be, if someone asked me, an experience. Not necessarily an experience she can't get on her own, because she's fucking Rihanna. She could probably, like, just like you said, she can probably get whatever she wants in this world. But get her an experience. Get her something. Make a memory. Like, don't you know what I mean? Like, she could probably buy her own fucking building if she wanted to. Nevertheless, like, you know, whatever the contents are inside of it, like, I don't know, make a memory. Make something fun. You know, do something, like, unique to your two's relationship.
They'll make a memory. They'll do something. They'll have an experience. Mm-hmm. But it's going to involve a large sum of cash.
Probably, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like, it's to the point. Like, you're not getting her a $25 gift card from Starbucks.
No,
you're not gonna get her a $50 gift card from Sephora, or take her to the Cheesecake Factory, or maybe you would take her to Cheesecake Factory because, you know, it'd be something stupid like that. It's like, you know what, I'm gonna go to Cheesecake Factory and get every piece of cheesecake that they have in house. It has
to
be
something eccentric though to go with that.
Yeah, it's gonna be like, I'm gonna ball out
right
at Chick-fil-A or some shit like that. But yeah, like, in terms of experience, like. Somebody's gonna have to buy her something, like some exotic animal that's illegal in this country. It's like, here, look what I got you.
Oh my god, she has a panda now.
Yeah, just like you can't have this. These are extinct. It's like, yeah, I know, but right? It's mine now. You're gonna live with me now. Like, that's like the thing that, like, that's how you top a, you know, a person who's rich. It's like, you gotta get them something that, like, like, nobody, literally nobody has this. And here, then, I'm giving this to you.
Then she needs a Kevin Lawton bar card with her face on it. So she can bar to anywhere she wants in the city of Hoboken. Nobody else has one.
I mean, that's dope, mm-hmm. But...
I think, a panda. Yeah. Or like a velociraptor.
But I think she's going to pass on it. And she'll be like, oh, that's cool. And I think she'll pass.
In fairness, she could also probably walk into whatever place she wanted to. And she'll be like, I'm going to bartend that. And be like, oh, okay.
I'm like, and then just what, media blast. Rihanna's bartending at the Ferryman on Thursday. It's like, right. Does she know how to bartend? I don't think
so.
It doesn't
matter.
But it doesn't really matter. That shit's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Buy her like an island. I'm sure she probably has an island already. Like a man-made island for her to just hang out on.
There's a lot more of those than you would expect. That you could buy. The only problem is that they don't have anything on them. So, like, there's no electricity, there's no plumbing, there's no anything else. But, like, that was big in, like, the early 2000s with, like, the dot-com kids and stuff like that. They would just go out and buy random, like, 3 Mile Islands. Like, they would just be, like, these random-ass fucking islands places, and you could just buy them. You could be your own sovereign nation if you wanted to. You could have Diddyville. Mm-hmm.
Population of one.
Yeah, right? But you can also do whatever the fuck you want. Like, you can have, like, cannons on that shit. Like,
have my own little piece of land. It'd be like, you know, like, you have, like, the Game of Thrones map. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you know, it's like Diddyville.
Right.
It's just like one building.
Is that southeast of Westeros? Yeah, like, yes, it is, actually.
And my car. And mm-hmm. that'd be about it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. So... just going over everything that I have written down here.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, it's good to be back. It's mm-hmm. good to see you.
Mm-hmm. Good to see you,
too. You look well.
Thank you. Same to you.
Yeah. I'm very tired. I'm very tired these days with the bars being back open till 2, sometimes 3 a.m., mm-hmm. depending on the night of the week. There's still some people when I bartend, there's still people that are, like, skeptical about it. They're like, are you guys open? I was like, yeah. Come on in.
Yeah, but is this like a sting operation? Like, am I gonna get arrested?
Yeah, like people are like, people are still like a little like, especially people from New York when I ID people. They're like, wait a minute. They're like, wait a minute. This is like a thing. I was like, yeah.
Well, they only got indoor dining back like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Or like 3 weeks ago or something like that. And even then, at that point, it was only like, what, 10%, 15%?
It's 25%, and it has to be done by 10 p.m.
Okay.
So there's a lot of, people are still a little skeptical. People, it's almost like, it's funny, like this whole thing with the pandemic, and I guess it hits everybody differently.
Sure.
But I feel like even when like people come into the bar, people are like, it's almost like they forgot. It's either one, people have never been out to a bar before, mm-hmm. or two, people have forgotten how to be out in public, almost to a point they're almost like turtles in a shell kind of like, like, is this okay? Can I do, like, there's some level of just like.
See, I would have expected the complete opposite.
That only happens when people have a couple drinks in them.
Gotcha.
Once people have a couple drinks in them, it's like, what coronavirus?
Yeah, right.
What pandemic?
Start licking like the fucking bar top.
I mean, I was talking to a buddy of mine. Apparently, he had his arm around a girl, and he was like, feeding her White Claw. Like in the can. He's just like, here, drink up.
Was this, like, consensual?
It was consensual.
Feeding her of White Claw?
It was consensual. But it was a lot of just, like, hanging out, like, you know, like, just, like, arm, like, you know, touching, arms crossed. You don't know how, you don't know how, listen, I bartend. I know how dirty some of these cans and bottles you pick up are. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, you know, I'll look at one, I'll give it a quick little wipe, and just, like, you know, just give this a little rinse. A little club soda rinse on the top.
That is something now that you say that I've noted. That, like, it's like that glass breaking. Yeah. I notice you always clean the top of a can. Like, even if we're just sitting here chilling, like, having a six-pack, perhaps a Miller Lite, because Steph Curry went off for 10 3-pointers.
Can I tell you something about
that? Yes,
sir. Bobby and I had a bet, and he was like, it was a gentleman's bet, but it was like, there was a game that the Warriors were playing. I forgot who the team was. It doesn't really matter.
I think it was the Magic.
And it was like, over or under Steph Curry 5.5 3-point shots. Like, he has to make 6 for the bet to
for the over to hit under,
for the over to hit. And I honestly, like, thought about it, and I was like, and I even told you, I was like, I want to say over. But in my mind, I was like, well, why is it so low? You know what I mean? I was like, it's awfully low for somebody of a Steph Curry caliber. Yeah. So I was like, there's got to be some sort of a catch. So then I started thinking about it. I was like, all right, Steph Curry averages about 30 points a game. So you're saying half of his points are going to be done by 3-point shots. Very possible. He's going to attempt more than 6 shots.
Sure.
Will he make 6 3-point shots? But then also the Warriors are playing a team that's not very good. So I'm like, all right, he's probably not going to play the entire game.
So you're hoping whatever damage he does it in 3 quarters and gets out.
And yeah, and then on top of that, he does a lot of, like, shake and bake in the paint. And he, you know, he does the assists, and he's a leader. So when he knows he has the shot, he'll go for it. But he also knows that just because he has a ball doesn't mean that he's just going to just naturally just shoot the ball. He looks for the best viable option, and that's what he goes for.
Sure.
And factoring all that in, and I'm like, he's probably not going to play the whole game. It's awfully low. I'm going to say he's not going to hit it. And boy, was I wrong. He had like I think
he had six in the first
half. And then come to find out later, I found out that apparently the Warriors have some sort of thing going on with a charity, I think, in San Francisco. For every 3-point shot they make, the Warriors donates like $10,000 or something like that. So
or a 6-pack.
Or in my case, a 6-pack. So I was like, oh, of course he's gonna hit more than 6.
He's
now
gone under that a couple games, but for the most part, that's about where his average is. It's like 5 or 6.
But yeah. And boy, he put on a show that game.
You know what the worst part about that is? I was asleep before that game even started.
I watched it
at like 10 o'clock.
I watched it.
I'm assuming you did. After the first half, you're like, all right, you know, I don't even care about this anymore. Like, fuck.
Because I watched it. Literally, I'm watching it, and I was like, okay, that's one. All right, that's two.
Okay.
Three. I'm like, all right.
Oh, we're going to do this.
Yeah, I was like, 5. Okay. 6.
Did you call Steve Kerr and like, yo, pull his ass now? I don't care if the Oracle loses power, like, pull his ass now.
Stevie, you gotta do me a favor.
Right?
I got a 6-pack on the line. You gotta pull this motherfucker. At least for a little bit. Jesus Christ.
Give it a chance, right?
Yeah, I'm like,
your ratings are gonna suck at halftime because I'm turning this game off.
So he knew that. He was like, that's a lie. I know you're watching the entire game.
Right.
And I was like, you're right, I am. But yeah, the
so that is something I noticed that, like, with cans or something like that, you always tend to, like, kind of just, like, wipe down the top.
Yeah, it's just because, you know, one time I, like, somebody, like, brought it to my attention, mm-hmm. and I was like, really? And then there have been times I've come across, like, dirt, like, visibly sure. dirty bottles. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, just because it's not visibly dirty doesn't mean it's not.
Dirty. Yeah.
So I usually just grab a napkin, a little wipey.
Sure, nothing wrong with that.
And then keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, So I hope everybody had a good weekend. Nothing really went on this weekend in terms of anything really major, right? Now that football's done, it's like, I mean, like, look, I enjoy basketball, but sure. I know a lot of people are kind of, like, not really into it. They're waiting for baseball to come back.
Mm-hmm.
I did find out, however, because I did a couple designs, and through just, like, reading stuff online, there's a member on the hockey team, the Philadelphia Flyers.
Okay.
His name is Scott Lawton.
Okay.
Last name spelled just like mine.
Okay.
Canadian.
Okay.
So I'm just like, I wonder if I could do some ancestry.com and see if this, me and this guy are related.
Is he, and he's African American?
No, he's white. But
yeah, Lawton, in fairness, you have some Caucasian in your family,
yeah, has white people in it.
Huh.
So I just thought about that. I was like, I wonder if I was like, I have no hockey allegiance because I mean,
I've tried to get you to come to Devils games with me, and you were like, it's just not my scene. And I'm like, I get that.
I mean, I'd be more probably down to go now more than before. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I wanted to be a bandwagon Golden Knights fan, Vegas Golden Knights, because obviously it reminds me of Game of Thrones. It's Vegas.
Sure, sure.
It's a favorite place of ours.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about maybe being a Golden Knights fan. I'm not a Flyers fan. I'd be a fan of the hockey player because he has the same last name as mine.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then on top of that,
he can't be a Flyers fan.
And then on top of that, no.
You're fucking annoying.
Sorry, Rosie.
I don't give a fuck. I'll tell it right to her face. You're fucking annoying.
But the number on his jersey is 21. That's a great number.
That's a blackjack number.
That's a blackjack number. That's a great roulette number.
Sure.
So there's a part of me that's just like, am I a Scott Lawton fan? He could be a relative, for all I know.
Somewhere right now, Rosie is smiling, and she doesn't even know why.
I said something. I was like, let's go Scott Lawton. He apparently was on COVID protocol, I think.
Okay.
But, right. But yeah, I was like, my Scott Lawton fan? I was like, 21, Lawton, on a jersey? I might fucks with that a little bit.
Okay.
In terms of the swag. The colors I'm not crazy about. The orange and black, yeah. I'm not crazy about the colors. But, you know, figure something out.
It's Halloween,
but, you know.
So, William Patterson's colors, too. Remember that from when Chuck got his NBA?
No, I get a Scott Lawton jersey for Chuck.
There you go.
Shout out to Chuck with the F. I just catching up here, mm-hmm. and just looking at everything that I have written down, because we had lightly touched on some of the stuff at the beginning. Like, we were talking about Kim and Kanye broke up,
mm-hmm.
or divorced, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I heard that they were getting divorced, and then it kind of went below the radar, or kind of like died down. And now I guess it's official now that they're getting divorced.
I think that was only a matter of time.
I mean, and you know that prenuptial agreement, that bad boy is.
Well, the problem is she's worth a shit ton more than he is.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, but I feel, trust me, Chris Jenner, Kim Kardashian got nothing to worry about when it comes about money and whatever,
no.
Like.
You leave with what you came with, son.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly. That, like, yeah, no. That thing's watertight. So, like, mm-hmm. in terms of money, listen, they're both going to be okay.
Oh, yeah,
In the sense of money.
They weren't struggling before that, so.
No, not at all. You have a beautiful family.
Mm-hmm.
Reported billionaire.
Sure.
I feel like, is Kim Kardashian not a billionaire? I feel like Kendall Jenner is a billionaire. No, sorry.
She doesn't have the makeup line. That's the big thing.
Is that what it is?
Kylie.
Kylie's a billionaire. And Kanye is supposedly a billionaire.
Then he might actually have more than she does. Because, again, I don't think she's part of, like, Kylie had it because of the cosmetic line.
Right.
I mean, Kim has what? She has obviously Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Does she have a fashion line? I'm assuming they all have a fashion line.
She has a fashion line, and I think they had an app at one point, but...
What the fuck kind of app did they have?
I don't know.
I know that it existed, because you know when you go on like YouTube sometimes, and then before you want to watch the video you want to watch, you have to watch the stupid ad, unless you like subscribe for YouTube Premium, wherever the fucking bullshit is. So like a lot of times you see these like random ass apps that pop up, and I definitely remember seeing one way back in the day.
Right.
I don't know if it's still active, if it's still popping, but...
Okay, all right. And you're probably right. I'm assuming at some point in time it was probably like the hottest shit for like 5 minutes. But I had no idea.
Her net worth is $85 million.
That's it?
$85 million, her net worth.
Ew. And I say that like I have $85 to my name, but like, ew.
Yeah, that's Kim Kardashian's net worth right now. According to Google. Looking at Kanye Network.
Not for nothing. There's a little part of me that was like, all right, thank God. Hey, thank goodness for Khloe, because if not, you'd be the black sheep of that family.
$1.3 billion is Kanye's net worth.
From Kris Jenner, I might be like, hey, son.
Yeah, all right. Halloween want prenup. Yeah, right? We want prenup, yeah. 18 years. Mm-hmm. 18 years. I will say this, as unfortunate as a divorce is, because obviously you don't root for people breaking up.
Unless it's like truly needed.
The music that's probably going to come out from this is going to be fantastic.
I would like to hope so. Maybe it's like gonna, this. It's going to be fantastic. Do you think this might jolt him back to like some form of like reality, or do you think this pushes him further over the edge?
I mean, he has come out with music, and it's definitely taken a different turn. Mm-hmm. But it hasn't been bad. It just hasn't been what we were used to. Like, okay. This isn't like Late Registration or College Dropout Kanye, or even Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Yeah, if anything, like, you would think maybe 808. Like, I would say after 808 to Heartbreaks. Mm-hmm. No, after that was My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, which was great. Mm-hmm. Fantastic album. Then it went to like Yeezus, and that's when things, he was starting to get a little more, I guess, innovative, as if the word you want to use, or stuff that you weren't really used to. And then the album was only like 8 songs. Mm-hmm. It wasn't very long. And then he had like another album after that. I want to say he was supposed to have like Yeezus 2, which never came out. He was supposed to have Yandy, which never came out. And then he had like the bipolar album. I forgot what it's called, where he's like bipolar on it. And then he had the Jesus is King. Mm-hmm. It was all right.
There's a lot of stuff that he's put out that I had no idea even existed.
Yeah. And then he also has like singles. Like, he has like singles that come out. And the singles usually hold up pretty well.
Sure.
So, I mean, no, he's still doing his thing. And obviously, he can just make up a shoe off the top of his head. And then it's just...
Well, he had a deal with what? Puma? Because he expanded that Yeezus brand from Adidas, I think.
As far as I know, it's still with just Adidas. Yeah.
Is that where you think he made the majority of his fortune?
Oh yeah, no.
The
Yeezus brand definitely
is what propelled him into the billion category.
Yep.
Okay.
When you buy, $300 sneakers. And then you hold on to them for a month and you flip them online for like 2 G's.
Ew.
Yeah.
For those?
For some of them.
Ew.
For some of them. Not all of them, but yeah. The Yeezys, when the Yeezys first came out, people would buy. Same thing, like Nike's has like the sneakers app, Adidas has some sort of thing where it's like, be the first to know when this sneaker's available. And it's always like you're sitting around waiting. It's like the old school trying to get on the radio for like a phone in contest.
Right.
So it's like, okay, just make sure you just buy the phone. It's like, as soon as the number drops, you pick up the phone.
Gotcha.
And you call the request line. Gotcha. And see if you can get through. Mm-hmm. And usually what will happen is One, you'd hear the busy signal.
Sure.
Or two, you'd actually get through, and then all you would hear is them say a number and hang up the phone on you.
Yeah, right.
So very rarely you would get through. Mm-hmm. Sneakers and buying sneakers now off of apps like the Sneakers app. That's like the Nike brand. Mm-hmm. Sneaker apparel site. And then you have Adidas that they have their own. I think it's just built into the Adidas site.
Okay.
It's the same thing, just done via the internet. Hmm. So it's just like you sign up, you log in. And then it's just like, oh, not available. Or, sorry, you just missed it.
Right.
And it's just like, fuck. It's like, mm-hmm. literally, it's 11:01. You told me to sign on at 11 a.m.
Right.
How is this possible? Mm-hmm. Same thing like with these old school phone contests.
What are these for Yeezus? Or for Yeezys, or whatever they're called.
Don't get me wrong. There's like one or two pairs of Yeezys that I saw that I was like, all right, I get those, and I think I'd be good. Mm-hmm. I think we talked about this last week. There's certain articles. I feel like GQ has like this whole like things like you should have at least one of, or I don't know how they categorize the article, but mm-hmm. I feel like it's one of those things. Like every guy should have
something you should have before you die, or like something like that.
Maybe something along those lines. But I feel like for me, it's just I have this maybe imaginary list. Maybe it's on Pinterest or something of things where it's just like, you know what, like, all right. I like that pair of Yeezys, and I like this pair of Yeezys, and then after that, I'm good. Right. I don't need any more. Because mm-hmm. there's like, when I think Yeezys, I think of like two specific, I think of three actually, mm-hmm. but there'd be two out of the three I would get. There's like a neon with like a zebra stripe print on it.
Okay.
I'll get those. Mm-hmm. And I think there's another one where it has that same zebra stripe pattern type thing. And it's got like elements. It's the colorway is like maybe like a white and gray, with like a little bit of like light blue, kind of like mixed into it as well. And then there's one where it's like all black, but it's just like it's all black.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, I get those two, and I was like, all right, I'm good. I think I'm good.
Okay. And you will not wear them out in weather daily today.
No, I actually was wearing sneakers mm-hmm. like a fool.
Sure.
And they weren't like they were like my beat up sneakers because sure. yeah. my work shoes I noticed like had a hole in it.
Oh.
I was doing a little bit of door dashing today. Mm-hmm. Fun fact, door dash during bad weather, make decent money.
Absolutely.
Because people feel guilty, and I think the app recognizes that mm-hmm. it's shitty weather and there's more of a demand, so yep. you make a little more money. So yep. anytime where it's like snowing and like especially snow, mm-hmm. I'm like, let me see what's popping on the DoorDash sure. app, and yeah. I see stuff popping. I was like, all right, let me see how bad these roads are. It's like they're drivable.
Yeah,
just just take it slow. And just for all the people out there, people that drive in the snow and whatever have you, mm-hmm. just so you guys know. There is such a thing as third gear, and mm-hmm. and some for some cars second gear and low sure. gear. Like you don't have to just drive your car in drive and hope for the best. Correct. You can shift. I know. Listen, everybody. I'd say probably now about 90. We'll say 90% of people probably drive a car with an automatic transmission. Mm-hmm. I don't think I know any. I know people that drive stick shift cars, and even those people, I don't think drive stick shift cars anymore. Mm-hmm. It's just automatic. It's just
wait. So Maurice doesn't drive a stick shift car anymore? Because I know I don't.
He might be in the 10%.
Okay.
That still does, but he has cars that are automatic.
Okay.
Like if it's like sunshiny weather, summertime, maybe late spring. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But right now, probably not. He's probably driving his. His automatic. He's got like a sedan. As far as, I mean, I haven't seen him in a while, but yeah.
Okay.
But there are other gears you could use when you're driving your car mm-hmm. besides just drive. You could switch it to a lower gear so you're not going as fast. Therefore, you could slow down better and whatever have you.
You just can't drive it as fast.
Yes.
Which is fine
in the snow. Because you don't want to. Yeah, in the snow.
Right.
So like even like when I was driving around today, I was if I was going uphill, I'd have it in drive. As soon as I go downhill, I'm putting it in third.
Yep.
Because I'm like, now you're accelerating, you got some speed going. I'm like, you know, let me just make sure that when I need to stop, I can stop.
Correct.
But yeah, DoorDash thing in shitty weather, mm-hmm. very, 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 it's good. It's lucrative. Mm-hmm. It's like a supply and demand thing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
What,
And you hit the nail on the head, too, because they feel guilty for making someone else come out and bring them their food. Because
oh, yeah, people tip you a little more.
They
yeah.
want to go out in.
Right.
So.
People tip a little more. People mm-hmm. just like, yeah. So I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Hold on. I can do it. No worries.
Yeah.
During the dashing, I have gone, I don't know if you've ever had, have you ever had Wendy's breakfast? I've tried to bring this up last week, and I will tell you this. Mm-hmm. Wendy's breakfast, mm-hmm. under fucking rated.
Really?
So good. Hmm. Wendy's breakfast is so good. Because a lot of times when people think breakfast and think fast food, they automatically think McDonald's. They automatically think sure. Egg McMuffin. Yep. They think hash browns, whatever have you. Mm-hmm. Wendy's breakfast shits on McDonald's breakfast.
Wow.
1,000%. Wow. Like, it like really, really like, you would, like, this isn't even a hot take. This is facts.
Okay.
This is like facts. Like, facts go print them. Like, mm-hmm. these are, like, I went there. And I went there, so I was like, oh, wow, it's like, you know, I've never been up early enough to get, like, I've been early, up early, but I've never been up driving around early like that.
Sure, right.
At least not in a while. And I was like, Wendy's. I was like, you know, I always see these commercials for Wendy's breakfast. I was like, let me go try it out. Mm-hmm. So I went, and they have their breakfast menu, same hours like McDonald's, like 6:30 to 10:30.
Yeah.
So I go there, and I see bacon, egg, and cheese on a buttermilk biscuit. I was like, cool. That okay. sounds good. Get right. that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, let me try something else. And they had like a dollar menu or whatever have you. And it was like a breakfast burrito. It's literally just scrambled eggs, some sausage, and some cheese. Mm-hmm. And so I got that. I got the burrito, the breakfast burrito with picante sauce.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh. Okay.
Which honestly is Taco Bell hot sauce.
Correct.
What Wendy's does, they do a really good suggestive sell, mm-hmm. which I feel like I want to implement in my life.
Okay.
Just maybe when I'm working behind the bar. Mm-hmm. So when you go to Wendy's, right, at least the one I went to, you order your food. I get, you know, I was like, let me get the bacon, I get cheese, let me get that. And then, you know, and then like the girl on the other line, like, you're taking the order. She was like, and what else can I get for you today? Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, bitch.
Right.
I was like, oh, okay. Not even like, is that, would that be all? Or is like, do you want anything else? It's like, so what else can I get for you today? And she says it like in a very suggestive, like, I know you want something else. So what else do you want?
I think it was
like, I feel like it's almost like, I was like, it's like almost like, are you hitting on me?
That was, I think it was Dude, Where's My Car? Was, and they did it with an Asian person.
Well, no, that was like the and then. Yeah, but this is totally different. Because that was like annoying. He ended mm-hmm. up beating the shit out of the intercom in the drive-thru. But it wasn't that. But it was just kind of like, you know, I ordered my two breakfast items. And they're like, so what else can I get for you today? I'm like, excuse me?
What, is there anything off menu that I should know about?
Right? It's like, well, you know, and then it's like, well, humor me. What else do you got?
Right.
You know, but it's funny. So I was just like, nah, that'll be it. And they're like, okay. Sometimes they try to go for like one more, like, you should. It's like, you wouldn't want to add a hot cookie or something like that today? I'm like, no, I'm good. Sometimes they do that. They like, they try mm-hmm. to like, all right, one, we're going to give you one more. Right. And listen, I've worked, my first job was fast food. Sure. This is like textbook suggestive sell. And plus on top of that, they get these secret shoppers where you have to do this.
Yep.
So, like, a part of it is that. I was like, wow, you really care about your job here. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed. So, like, I got my breakfast.
Okay.
I sat there, like, oh, can you just pull over, like, a little further? Because we're waiting for the eggs to be done.
Right.
And I was like, wow, it's like 10 o'clock. I was like, you guys have, like, you're making, like, fresh eggs right now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, I'm impressed. I got this thing. It was so fucking good. This bacon, egg, and cheese.
Okay.
The biscuit was like warm and mm-hmm. buttery and melty. The bacon was crispy. Like, it was like everything that they advertise in those Wendy's commercials mm-hmm. is straight up legit.
Nice.
And the sausage, egg, and cheese, like the sausage, egg, and cheese burrito thing, like it wasn't anything to write home about, but it was a dollar.
Yeah.
And it was exactly what you thought it was gonna be. It was essentially just like a tortilla roll up with some scrambled egg and some sausage and a couple pieces of cheese. That's fine.
Right.
But you got what you paid for. And even that was pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I would get something like that at Dunkin' Donuts. It would taste like ass.
Right. Well, it's because if you notice, like the only thing they have there, microwave.
They have like that oven to like toast like the croissants and like the bread. Mm-hmm. And then they have the microwave for like the eggs and the cheese and everything else. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There have been times where I go to Dunkin' Donuts to get coffee, and then I'll go to Wendy's to get a breakfast sandwich.
Dig it. Okay.
But I was like, oh my God, this is like good. And then I was like, you know what? I went back one other time because I was like, it's not going to be as good as the last time I got it. Because, you know, it's like it's chasing the dragon in that sense. Mm-hmm. I went back, and it was still pretty good.
Nice.
I was like, wow. And then on top of that, I was like, okay, yeah, that'll be it. They're like, $4.50. I'm like, excuse me? It's cheaper too. Right. You get a better quality product and it's cheaper. I was like, this Wendy's blowing my mind right now.
This is also why Dunkin' Donuts is getting bought by Arby's.
Are they?
Yep.
I think we did. I think you told me about that last week.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Wendy's breakfast. So, you know, I'm driving around doing my DoorDash thing and I got my Wendy's breakfast sandwich. I got my coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. I got an extra charge brand now, I think, that replaced their turbo coffee that they had, Turbo Shot. Mm-hmm. I mean, the insignia is a lightning bolt on there. So I was like, yeah, I want that.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's like extra charge, extra 20% caffeine. It's like, yeah, I want that. Whatever that, yeah, give me that, please.
Right.
And that coffee's pretty good. But yeah, DoorDash thing was pretty good today.
Nice.
Yeah. Besides that, We talked about Kim and Kanye. Mm-hmm. Daft Punk breaking up. I believe it when I see it.
Okay.
And we talked about the Wendy's breakfast, and we talked about Sam Darnold, and we're gonna go back, come back around.
Okay.
I think I want to give Sam Darnold a chance.
Okay. Why? Is he flirting with someone else? All of a sudden, he got a little bit more desirable. Have you gone and looked at the market and been like, you know what? I don't really like my options as much as I thought. I may as well stay with something that I'm familiar with at least. Has he changed his ways? Has he promised you things? Has he said, you know what? It's gonna be different this time around. What?
Baby, I changed. I promise.
Right?
I'm not that guy anymore.
Sure.
I thought about it like this. Mm-hmm. Obviously, and sorry, we're talking sports here. We have watched Sam Darnold kind of degress. Mm-hmm. Is that the right word? Degress. Mm-hmm. But you factor in that a lot of this was not his fault, and he wasn't given the tools to succeed.
No.
And what could happen in the situation would be, and then obviously the coach that he had for the last 2 years was probably the worst, if not the worst coach in the NFL ever. Mm-hmm. And then the coach that he had before that was not a head coach.
He was a hell of a defensive coordinator. Yep, he was a hell of a defensive coordinator.
Local guy too.
Sure.
From
good,
Elizabeth.
Good dude.
But he wasn't a head coach. Mm-hmm. So I think about all these things. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, yeah, you know, let's get rid of him. Because he'll go somewhere else and he'll get a new coaching staff and he'll get a new coach and they'll give him weapons and he'll be okay because Ryan Tannehill Ryan Tannehill was the case study of why this could work.
Sure.
Ryan Tannehill had Adam Gase as a head coach. Mm-hmm. Awful. Mm-hmm. Left him, went to another team, Titans, and exceeded expectations. Nobody thought he was going to be good because everybody just assumed, oh, he's just not a good quarterback from past experience. And everybody got pleasantly surprised, and now he's a playoff winning quarterback. Mm-hmm. If you get rid of Sam Darnold and he go and the same thing happens, you don't necessarily have to do that now because now you have a new head coach. Mm-hmm. And you have a new coaching staff. And you have the chance to get weapons. So all the things that he could leave what the organization that he's with now to go to another organization, it'd be the same thing in my mind.
Yeah.
So then, oh, he's just going to go somewhere else and succeed. I was like, yeah, because of A, B, and C. But we have A, B, and C now. So why can't that work for the Jets? And I know that it's the Jets, and obviously the Jets just have this dark cloud always over them. But at the same time, it's like, why can't that be the possibility?
There's optimism there, though. You know what I mean? Like, when Adam Gase came in, there was no optimism. And not for nothing, Ryan Tannehill, when he sucked the most, Adam Gase was his coach. So there's your case study right there. I feel like he deserves a shot. You know what I mean? Like, I keep thinking about quarterbacks like a Dak Prescott or something like that. Like, they didn't know what they had in Dak Prescott in Dallas. Maybe they still don't, consider the fact that he hasn't gotten a contract. But what did they do for him? They got him Amari Cooper. They got him CeeDee Lamb. They got him a whole bunch of talent to go around him. Josh Allen. They weren't sold on what Josh Allen was going to be this past year. They didn't know what he was going to be. So what did they do? They went out and got him Stephon Diggs. Okay. What did the Jets do for Sam Darnold? We're not 100% sure what you are. We'll get you Rashad Perriman. I'm sorry, what? Who? That? Yeah, no. I want to see him. I want to see him succeed. I think he's a good guy. I'm not. If he goes off and he gets good somewhere else, then fine. Like, at the end of the day, we understand that this was not a Jets problem outside of the fact that they hired him. This was an Adam Gase problem. I would like to see him do well here, but I don't know. I guess I lean towards where you are, unless we can go out and get Deshaun Watson.
Which I don't think is going to happen.
I don't think so either. Frankly, I don't think they're going to trade him.
I think, yeah.
And if they do, it's going to be nasty what he's going to get traded for.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like, obviously, an NFL team that's dying for a quarterback.
And there are some out there. I know. Yeah, there are some out there.
Yeah. And obviously the Jets are one of the teams that have the most offer.
Mm-hmm.
Same as Miami.
I really don't want to see him in Miami.
I don't want to have to deal with him for 10 years.
Yeah.
Was San Francisco another possible landing spot for him?
It was. 49ers? It was, but they don't have the draft capital for it.
Right. But yeah, so I don't think we're going to get Deshaun Watson. Even though Jets fans would want him, I would want him. I just don't see it. I feel like it's taking way too long, and it's kind of, and then on top of that, I feel like, you know, I haven't really heard anything about Sam Darnold being traded either. Mm-hmm. Because the places that he could potentially be going to are starting to close.
Yeah, Carson Wentz going to Indy.
Right. So it's kind of like, I don't want to say that we're stuck with him, but at the same time it's like, all right, you know what? It's different now,
mm-hmm.
So let's give him a shot.
Then if that's the case, trade out of the two spot, get as much draft capital as you possibly can.
Which is what I think they might do,
and just fucking draft everybody.
Which is what I think they might do.
I'm fine with that,
and I'm good with that too. Mm-hmm.
Build them a fucking fortress off an offensive line. Get them one or two targets, and there are guys in free agency you can get. It's not all has to be done through the draft or whatever. And keep going from there. That's fine. If that's the case, then that's fine. They really. Then do it the Mark Sanchez way. Give him a hell of an offensive line. Give him a good running game. Don't ask him to do too much. And then don't erode all of his talent around him. And see if he can be an NFL-worthy quarterback. A higher echelon, top 10, top 7 NFL quarterback. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm just... that's just kind of what I've come to terms with.
Okay.
I just feel like it's not gonna happen. And then even it's like, all right, so let's say you keep the number two pick, and then you get one of these. Unless it's Sunshine.
It's not yet.
Unless it's Trevor Lawrence. But yeah, but that's not gonna be him. Mm-hmm. It's not gonna be him. So it's gonna be Zach Wilson, which I know nothing about.
Plays for BYU.
Besides that.
He wasn't named a captain. They gave him a captain some way through the year, but he wasn't named a captain by one of his teammates. I mean, apparently, like, from everything I've seen, and I've watched some of their games, because for a little while, like, those were some of the only games on. Really, really good quarterback, but he's playing against inferior talent. He's not playing, like, the really, really big boys, like, the guys who you could say, oh, okay, I could see three or four players on their team in the NFL. He's playing against, like, San Jose State.
Yeah.
You know, the fucking, you know, Southern Alabama Tech, like, Mud Dogs, or whatever, like, the Water Boy played.
Right.
So...
Yeah, so I mean, and look, wish nothing but best for him. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we gotta stick with what we got and just build around him. All right. I'm willing to give Sam Darnold.
Mm-hmm. I'm not buying my Sam Darnold jersey yet. My interest in this imagination.
If we've talked, if anybody's learned anything from our podcast,
yep.
Don't buy quarterback jerseys.
Nope.
Just don't. Don't do it. Nope. Don't do it to yourself. Although I do like what American Express is. I don't know if they do it for football, but I know they do it for basketball.
Okay.
American Express, apparently, if you buy a jersey, mm-hmm. the guy gets traded, mm-hmm. you can trade in that jersey and get another jersey of a different team member.
Okay.
That's like, okay. I mean, I saw a commercial for it.
Nice.
I know specifically for NBA, I wouldn't see why it wouldn't be available for the NFL.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? So I was like, oh, that's kind of a cool idea.
Right.
American Express. Because mm-hmm. they had the commercial. People, you know, you got the guy crying in his car.
Right.
He's crying mm-hmm. in his, like, steering wheel. Mm-hmm. Guy's, like, eating breakfast. His daughter's, like, consoling him. And she's like, here, look. And, like, gives him, like, the smartphone. It's got the American Express logo on it.
Okay.
So apparently you could swap jerseys.
Nice. Okay.
So, I mean, yeah. So, yeah, don't buy quarterback jerseys. Nope. They'll just let you down. Mm-hmm. Get any other member of the team. Get any other member of the mm-hmm. team, and then just rock with that, or just get somebody obscure, or just get obscure,
yeah.
or get a personalized jersey,
yeah,
or get some like obscure jersey. I don't know. I like to think
or a throwback,
or your jersey will become a throwback just because.
Yep.
I like to think of myself as the Ryan Tannehill of Stage House Tavern.
Why? Well, yeah, it was mismanaged. Not done right.
Yes.
Just poor leadership. You had all the raw talent. You just needed to have it nurtured properly.
Yes. And then I leave there, and then I go someplace and just, like, thrive.
What if your managers had kind of crazy eyes? So that works, too.
Sure. So, yeah. So, I like to think of myself as a Ryan Taylor. I was just going to tell that to somebody the other day. I was like, well, you know, like, somebody was actually, like, we had a legit conversation. Like, why did you leave? Like, why? What were the reasons?
Because brunch doesn't start at 6 a.m., asshole.
Well, you want to know the other thing, too, is that, like, the other thing that I kind of wasn't, like, crazy about. It was, like, one, it's, like, I felt like my opinion wasn't fair. And this is a lesson for everybody. It's, like, when do you know when it's time to move on from the job that you have, right? It's, like, because people ask me. It's, like, the professional reason, underappreciated, no room for growth.
Yeah.
If, you know, sure. That would be the technical term for what it is. But besides that, it's just, like, you know, like, I felt like my opinion wasn't valued. Mm-hmm. I felt like there were scenarios that I was in where I almost felt like people were kind of turning against me.
Okay.
In some weird way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. There was this idea that... And it got to the point where it got to managers. Mm-hmm. And they thought it was, like, funny that I milked the clock.
Like, you stayed on longer than you technically were working?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm like, what do you mean, like, milk the clock? Like, I'm just staying on. Because in a lot of restaurants and bars now, it's pool house and it's done. It's total, your total tips for the entire day divided up by the total number of hours mm-hmm. of each bartender.
Yep.
So obviously the person that stays the longest makes the most money. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. And there's only like maybe like one day that I feel like this was a scenario. And it was Sunday football.
Okay.
The Sunday football that I pretty much helped build up from wearing a referee jersey mm-hmm. to putting signs on the TVs sure. to advertising it on social media, this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. Every other Sunday.
Right.
And then there were Sundays where I wasn't working. People were like, yo, where's Kev? Where's Kev? Kev's not here. Where's Kev? So it was just like, right. I built it up.
Sure.
And there was a lot of time where I was there that I did not even factor in because I was like, you know, I'm here early. It's not fair. I'm not going to factor in. There are times where like, oh yeah, you're scheduled to come in at 10 in the morning. But you know what? People are going to want a Bloody Mary that I make. And I make a specific Bloody Mary with bacon, celery, you know what I mean? Like, literally was building this whole thing up. So there'd be times I get there like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
I didn't factor that in. I'd say, I was like, oh yeah, I came in at 10. Mm-hmm. So like an extra hour of work that like I did, I didn't factor it. Because technically we weren't open yet, whatever like that. And I was like, I'm not going to do that to everybody.
Right.
And then that could be something that could be used against me. He's like, well, you know, nobody told you you're coming in. I'm like, yeah, but I'm trying to build this up and get fucking people in here, guys. But yeah, so then like this like thing started where it was like, oh, Kevin Milk's o'clock. I was like, I'm like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. I was like, the only reason I'm still here is because people keep asking me for things and people still need stuff. Right. There's not a moment where I look up, like I look up and I see that people, I see empty glasses, I see stuff not clean. Mm-hmm. I see things still kind of in disarray. And I'm like, I can't leave yet until this stuff is at least done to a point where it's like, all right, I'm leaving now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this was like on a regular enough basis. And it was addressed. But then like people were still kind of like, there was like this little thing. I felt like people were slowly turning against me. In the back of my mind, I was like, I gotta have these fucking people jobs here.
Right.
And I was like, now you're all like turning against me? Mm-hmm. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I mean, like, I felt like Jon Snow at like Castle Black, where he's just like just getting betrayed by everybody, just getting stabbed up by all the people that I trusted.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
I mean, and that wasn't even like the final like reason for leaving, but that was definitely in the back of my mind. And I dressed in, I talked to people, and some people they're like, "Look, like I know that that's not what you do, blah blah." And like, you know, when I talked to people individually, everybody was like, "Yeah, I know," but I was like, the fact that like managers knew about it, I didn't like that. I didn't like the fact that a manager knew and like kind of like joked about it, and pretty much like I was like, I like it got to this point,
right?
Like it got to like managers' ears.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I've seen so much shit done. Mm-hmm. With other people there in dirt, and I kept my fucking mouth shut. Mm-hmm. If anything, I address it with the other with the people involved. Sure. If it's like something super serious, and then if it can't get resolved, then unfortunately, yeah, I probably will bring it to a manager. But that's not like right then and there.
Right.
So I was just like, you know, that left a bad taste in my mouth. Sure. And then just with the management changes and everything like that, it just feels like things were offered to other people that work there, and I worked there the longest.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like those opportunities weren't given me. And to be honest with you, there's a part of me that said that even if they offered to me, I wouldn't take it.
It doesn't matter. But the principle of being asked.
Right. But ask me first.
Right.
If you think I'm going to say no, ask me.
Mm-hmm.
See what I say. Right. If I say no, like, oh, see, I knew he was going to say no. But at least he asked me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you take the choice out of my hands.
Well, you don't respect him enough to even ask.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was that. And then, like, even on, like, all right, so then, you know, I'm out of there, I'm leaving. And then, so, like, I go in randomly one day after all is said and done. I'm in Hoboken at this point.
Okay.
And whatever. And this isn't, probably not even maybe like a week or so later.
Mm-hmm.
My ex-girlfriend's working there, like, running around, like, serving tables. And I'm like, okay, like, look, pandemic. You got money you got to make.
Sure.
I get it. Like, I'm not knocking her for her trying to do what she's got to do to make money and make ends meet. I get all that. But in the back of my mind, I was like, what if I changed my mind? It was like, you know what? I'm going to come back here. And everybody knows that me and this girl who used to work together, like, what if I'm like, hey, by the way, I think I want to come back.
Right.
Like the body's not even cold yet. And you already got my ex-girlfriend working there? I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
If nothing else, it kind of reinforced why you left.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's so odd to me. And like people are like, would you ever come back? I was like, here's the thing. There'd be only one way I go back. A couple people can't be working there anymore.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say ownership.
And the owners ain't going anywhere. But management.
Well, they can move over a little bit, 10%.
I mean, in all honesty, there is the third stage house location. If I were to go back, I'd go there.
Okay.
I'll go to the suburbs one.
Okay, sure.
If I were to. That would be my my option.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, I think we're... Okay. So we talk about former employer
mm-hmm.
and just reasons I moved on.
Yep. And it's just about knowing your worth. And it's like, you know what, like, it was just time to move on. Mm-hmm. Bigger and better. And you know what, for what it's worth, Hoboken thing, as great as it is right now, it's not end all be all.
Nope.
It's just a chapter in a book.
Yeah.
But I mean, the whole thing was just like, and especially with the whole like ex-girlfriend working there, it's just like, listen, it is what it is. And then it's like that awkward thing. It's like, should I go say hi to her?
Right.
Like I'm like, and yeah. I was like talking to like a couple like people that I knew there that mm-hmm. were mutual friends, like females. I was like, well, like if you like see her, like don't go like seek her out. But like if like you like are walking by and you see her, like, yeah, say hi to her. I was like, yeah, I would do it then. But I was right. like, yeah. I'm like, should I just be like, hey, how are you? You know, whatever.
Sure.
They're like, nah, don't do it. Just kind of. If you come across, like, if you're walking by and she yeah, walks yeah, by, yeah. yeah, say hi to her. I was like, all right, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah,
you don't want a cold shoulder or either.
Right, no, I'm not going to do that either. But it's just one of those things. That just left a bad taste in my mouth, too, because it's back in my mind. It's just, like, literally, like, my stage house life literally just, you literally just put me 6 feet into the ground. Mm-hmm. And literally, like, a day later, you got my ex working there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. Not even, like, and I'm not saying, hey, reach out to me and be like, hey, by the way, like,
no, but
this is going on.
But there's just something. Well, how long did you wait until I gave my notice before you called?
Yeah.
You know?
So, I mean, look, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
No, I feel you. I feel you.
But, you know, so yeah. So everybody know your worth.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Everybody know your worth. And even now, like, I have, like, certain things that I have, like, written down. I'm like, I want this. I'm trying to manifest things right now. I'm
vision
writing
boarded?
Things that, yeah, vision nice. Boarded, whatever you want. Good. Yeah, not, I haven't fully vision boarded yet, but I definitely have written things down. I'm trying to just put them out there into the universe.
You got it.
One of the things is that me and you are going to Super Bowl next year.
Nice.
To Vegas, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing. Love to go to Vegas.
Yeah, you get off that. Yeah, so you have to get off them sneaker sites and get on them vaccine sites.
Yeah, but you know what?
Because that's one of the things for New York. You just have to show a negative test, but I would not be surprised if eventually it's going to be like you have to show a vaccine result, or maybe it just might stick with a negative test or something like that. But I just saw all MGM properties, they're back up 24/7 now in Vegas, because they were doing it for a little while where it was like it was closed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, only open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You know, some of them had reduced hours, like. I can't remember ever being in a casino in my entire life when they were like, yeah, no, we're closed now. I'm like, I'm sorry, you're what? Like, like we've been in them before where it was like, okay,
you can't. Well, they stop serving alcohol.
Yeah, but that's like, fine. Like, that's Pennsylvania blue law. Like, fine. But, like, I've never been like, all right, like, you've been at a table where it was like, all right, guys, last hand, we're shutting the table down.
Yeah, because when you go on a heater.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, we got to cool this motherfucker down and we don't have a cooler to bring in. All right, guys, so we're going to do like three more spins here and then we're going to close the table.
I'm but like, have you, yeah, but, yeah, but have you ever been to the spot where it was like, all right, yeah, no, you have to like 135. You're like, why? I'm like, because these lights are getting shut off.
It's like, excuse
you
me?
What? Like, you can't be here. In a casino.
Yeah, I don't.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go. I know there are people that have gone to AC. I know people that have gone to Vegas with all this stuff going in. I'm like, look.
No, thank you.
Yeah, but here's the thing. People that have gone. They've gone.
No,
everything's worked
you.
Out. Everything's been safe. Everything's, sure. In that sense, everything's been fine. I would like to go when things are at least, if not 100% back normal, maybe a high 75, 80.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, like something, and I feel like it's coming.
At least, like, let me smoke and have a drink at the table. You know what I mean?
I need to smoke a cigar.
Yeah.
At preferably a table. Sometimes sure. They're like, you know what I thought about in retrospect?
What's up?
Oh, no. You can continue.
No. Go on.
I thought about this. Like, okay. And, like, thinking about it in retrospect, because, like, sure. Things play back in your mind.
Sure.
I remember we were in PA.
Okay.
And we're at the Sands. Mm-hmm. Back when it was the Sands. It's now Wind Creek.
Pre-Wind Creek days?
And I remember that I think we were drinking, uh-huh. We were smoking cigars, and Chuck was eating at the fucking roulette table.
Yes.
And then I remember the dealer got mad, and Chuck was like claiming like racism.
Mm-hmm.
Cause, but then I like thought about it, Rachel. It was like, this motherfucker was eating at the table.
He wasn't playing. He was just watching.
He was sitting there eating food, like a meal, at a roulette table.
Motherfucker got a pork chop on the bone.
I thought about it. I was like, in the moment, I was like, yo, that's fucked up that they did that. And then, like,
when I like finally sat down one day and like really sat and thought about it, I was like, yo, what the fuck was he doing?
Is that a crab show? He's just cracking? Like,
I was just like, it's just so funny. Like I thought about it like randomly one day. I was like, mm-hmm. Yo, this motherfucker was sitting at a roulette table eating dinner.
Right.
While we're playing roulette.
Yeah, sure.
Drinking and smoking. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's probably the most obnoxious thing I think we've all done collectively. But it's a hell of a memory. But it was so... There is
a very big part of me that's like, all right, I'm ready to go do that again. But then there's that even bigger part of me that's like, like you said, 75-80%, get back there.
No.
You know what I mean in that sense? Like, no, I'm not going anywhere. I ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
There's too much other stuff around that that's on the line to just have that momentary lapse of, like, responsibility. But at the same time, I'm like, I think I'm ready for that now. You know what I mean? Like,
it's funny. I saw one of the posts that I did on Instagram about the podcast. Mm-hmm. There was, like, a guy, I think it's like, Flat Earth Podcast.
Okay.
I think was his name. And he was like, you know, like, you should bring me on. Like, I'll rock your world. I looked at this guy's IG page.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
He has an opinion and viewpoints that don't necessarily mesh with ours.
Sure.
And I think I would respectfully decline not to have him appear on the podcast.
And it's not that you're against conflicting viewpoints or things like that.
It wouldn't be on brand for chemistry, integrity. It wouldn't be on brand for us.
The moment you told me it was Flat Earth Podcast, I was like, piss.
Like, he's got, like, stuff talking about, like, the vaccine. Like, you don't need the vaccine. Okay. Like, stuff like that. Like, he's got clips.
He's a truther.
He's got clips. Mm-hmm. He's got, like, I was like, wow, this guy is on some... Like, I watched, like, one or two videos.
Kyrie Irving?
No, it's not Kyrie Irving.
Okay.
It's not.
Like, I know you, like, low-key, like, know people. Like apparently, like, Young Hoku's come on the podcast. Like, Redman's come on the podcast. Like, all these different people who are just gunning for this spot. I'm like, one, I'll share if you ask.
Two, I could always get another mic.
I just don't know how I feel about it.
I mean, I don't know if this is a three-man show. I mean, here's the thing. Three-man show, Chuck wants in.
Sure, of course.
Three-man show, we'll get DJ McGregor in here every so often.
No, we will not. No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, every once in a while. Sometimes having three people, you bounce stuff off of three people and whatever.
And we tend to do that when the quote-unquote on-location podcast happened.
Yes.
On Chuck's deck in Atlantic City, you know, somewhere for a bachelor party or whatever else. Yeah. If you wanted to make DJ McReekin the in-house DJ for this podcast, that would be fine. He don't get to speak until we get a mix. Sorry, like.
Oh man, that's good.
Actions or lack thereof have consequences.
Sure. I got two more things I want to go over, because we were talking about underrated things before. The Wendy's breakfast is underrated.
Okay. I haven't had breakfast from a fast food spot in forever.
But
you know what I've been feeding? Burger King French toast sticks.
Okay.
Like childhood shit. You know what I mean? Like,
all right, gotcha. I was going to say, when you do, go to Burger King, get your French toast sticks, and then go to Wendy's and get a sandwich, a breakfast sandwich.
And then go to Donuts, get your coffee.
Wherever you like.
Good. I do it.
And one time I got a breakfast sandwich from Wendy's. They didn't have the biscuits. They ran out. They're like, we'll put it on a croissant for you. And it was weird because I'm picturing like the flaky, like you take one bite, have it on your lap croissant.
Mm-hmm.
It was like more of like a bun, but it was a croissant.
Mm-hmm.
It was delicious.
Okay.
No mess. Buttery, delicious. It was really, really good.
So Wendy's can't do wrong in the breakfast game right now.
They got their number one spot right now.
Okay.
And I feel like a lot of people ain't fucking with it yet. But okay. I'm telling you, the tides are fucking turning. McDonald's better watch their ass, because Wendy's is coming gunning for that number one spot.
I feel you. Okay.
But besides that being underrated, I noticed that there's obviously things that are underrated, whatever like that. Mm-hmm. Gary Vaynerchuk has like an underrated, overrated segment that he does.
Okay.
On Instagram. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ESPN does like an underrated. They do underrated, overrated, properly rated.
Okay.
They do like some sort of segment. It's like on the weekend they do it a lot with like the random ESPN personalities.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Katie George.
Okay.
Former Miss Kentucky.
Sure.
Oh yeah. Makes sense. She's good.
Mm-hmm.
Hot showers. A hot shower, I feel like it's so underrated.
Yeah.
I feel like people,
especially just, nowadays.
I literally got home from work and just like hopped in the shower and then just like, mm-hmm. I was like, this is like, I feel like people ain't talking about hot showers enough. And you know what? It's just one of those things where it's just routine and people do it.
Sure.
But literally, like, I was like, yo, I feel like $1 million right now. Mm-hmm. And I feel like nobody really talks about like, oh man, like I remember that used to be, you want to talk about when we used to go to like AC in like Vegas. Mm-hmm. That used to be my thing the next day. I'd wake up and just hop in the shower. Mm-hmm. And literally, sometimes there are certain places where like the shower is better than the others.
Yeah.
Like the shower head or yeah. whatever have you. I was like, this is a fantastic shower head. Mm-hmm. Underrated hot showers.
Okay. I can definitely see, for me, it's the fresh cup of coffee like right when it beeps. Or for like you, for like, because you have a Keurig, like right when it finishes going. Like that first sip of coffee to me in the morning, like if you know, obviously if you're getting up at breakfast time hours or whatever it is, just that first sip of coffee for me, underrated.
Okay.
Especially in wintertime too when it's cold. So like you get your ass out of bed. Like typically my routine is I get my ass out of bed. Like it's, you know, like once feet are on ground, I'm up. Next step, go down, press the coffee button. Because obviously it takes a little bit of time for the coffee.
That reminds me. I gotta go get more coffee stuff.
Okay.
For the Keurig.
And then it's, you know, take a piss, you know,
yeah.
do whatever else. And then come back and then you get that fresh cup of coffee. That to me is it.
I will say this. Wake up. Mm-hmm. You like brush your teeth. Mm-hmm. And then you heat up the coffee or whatever like that. And then you take that first sip. Mm-hmm. For me. Because, like, you still have, like, the mintiness of the toothpaste sure, in your sure. mouth. Mm-hmm. And then you take that sip of coffee. It's something about the freshness of, like, the toothpaste.
Ooh, your pores are more open. Yeah.
And something about the freshness of the toothpaste, your mouth feeling clean, like, mm-hmm. a clean mouth feeling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you, like, you do, like, the Listerine rinse, whatever have you. And then you, like, take that sip of coffee right after that. I don't know. Something about the two conflicting, like, taste for me just does it for me. I'm like, oh, this is fantastic. So for, in that sense, like the first sip of coffee for me after like brushing your teeth, mouthwash, whatever, then you heat up, you know, get your cup of coffee, fantastic.
You know what we could do, and I, because I'm almost tempted to do this now, but I'm gonna restrain myself, a supplemental just like half hour podcast of just overrated, underrated shit, because like I could go into freshly cleaned sheets that, you know, like sheets on your bed, freshly cleaned that first night. Like, to me, underrated. And then you can go, like, I don't know, like, car washes, overrated. Because chances are, they're never going to actually get the car dry. You're always going to have spots. You know what I mean? If you put your window down, then you put your window back up, you always have the streaky lines and stuff like that. Like, random shit like that. Like, legit, we could have homework this week of five things overrated, underrated, rate, like just like properly rated, like whatever, like that, to me that's sure. like, that's Wednesday,
sure,
and we can reconvene another day.
I mean again, I'm good with
it
that.
It could be like a supplemental, like half hour, 40-minute podcast.
I'm good with
and
that.
And I will even not put DJ McRecon in there as underrated. And I'm not saying him as his talent or him as a person. I'm just saying at this point in time, his word on mixtape. Release dates.
We gotta keep the overrated, underrated thing about like
just not
things,
me.
Just not people.
Me. Just not.
It can't be people. It's like Big Joe. Overrated, underrated, or properly.
You're like, this is horrible. Like what? This got like this just became the pettiest podcast ever. Like how did this happen?
I'm like, Rosie. overrated, underrated, properly rated. Just, like, yeah, like, yeah, like, yeah, it can't be that.
No.
And now in the back of the mind, it's like, well, what are we?
Stay tuned.
I know, right? You have to just figure it out. Stay tuned. Speaking of stay tuned, WandaVision.
Okay.
I tweeted about that.
Yep.
And I put like one little clip because I was like, look, spoiler head. I'm so glad that show.
That was the weeks before episode, right?
It
wasn't like the most current.
Yeah, it was just a random clip, but I just wanted to post something about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so glad that show got better.
Yep.
Because I was like, I know it's gonna get better. I hope it was gonna get better, and it did. It's gotten really, really good now.
You know what? And now, granted, of course, like we're playing, like if this is like the TV or the series game or whatever, we're playing checkers as the consumer. Disney's playing chess.
Yes.
Or Marvel's playing chess.
Yes.
Notice that it happened to just get good right when you just started to see the previews for Falcon and Winter Soldier.
They know what they're doing.
Of course. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It got really good.
Because, I mean, like, and the whole half hour thing, because I watched, because they uploaded the first two.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, okay, tune in next week. So it was like, the first two were like, oh, this is a little weird. But it's like, you know it's leading into something.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one, it was just like, all right, still waiting for it. Come on. And then the fourth one was like, all right, here you go. This is what you've been waiting for. I was like, all right, good.
Did you notice, too, they're starting to have those little previews after the... during the credits, because I typically watch it all.
I feel like I keep it on until it goes to, like, I binge watched episodes 4, 5, and 6.
Oh, so you're just gonna, because it'll typically click on like next episode, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. I mean, maybe there's, I missed small something. Little,
well, the first couple didn't have them,
right?
Because I would, because, like, you know, with like Marvel and everything else, you scroll all the way through to see. Or whatever the first couple.
I feel like the last one I saw something.
Yeah.
The last one I saw something, yep. and then, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm so glad that it got, because you know the problem with, like, especially the Marvel, just anything that's like big like that, big franchises, there's always gonna be like a weak storyline, or there's gonna be like a weak like part of the story, and it's just like, was this gonna be it? Was this whole Wanda Vision thing? Is this like the weak part of the Marvel storyline? And actually, now it's not. It's gotten really good. So I'm happy about that. Because like even like I think of like Game of Thrones, right? Like when you think Game of Thrones, they think like Jon Snow.
Where you were like, oh no.
No, but it's like the Jon Snow and Daenerys Targaryen. Like those are always like the two big storylines. Mm-hmm. You're like, all right, you're waiting for that moment where like it's gonna combine, because you know it's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole, the Lannisters and all that stuff. It was like that brand storyline with like him and like Hodor and all that. And like those like tree people. I was like, this is like kind of weak compared to like everything else going on in Game of Thrones. And obviously it's the most important because he ends up, sorry guys, spoiler alert, ends up becoming like the ruler of Westeros. Well,
they're making prequels now. So
yes.
If you haven't caught up yet, that's on you. We've been in a pandemic for a year. Like, I don't have to fucking tell you. Turn a TV on. It's fine. I read books. Like, well, then you're probably not listening to this podcast either. Fine.
So, but then it ended up being important because he came back around and the whole thing. But, but yeah, so I was like, oh, is this going to be like the weak version of like the MCU? But no, it's actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. And apparently, I guess they have referenced Captain Marvel. So I guess I got to go watch the Captain Marvel movie, which I never watched. There were references to it. And I think one or two of the episodes.
Well, not something. One of the characters is from Captain
Marvel. Right.
Okay.
So
I didn't want to like completely like.
No,
I don't
no,
think
no,
it
no.
really like is like a.
I yeah like, no, 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 no. Thing, thank but. You. No, but I figured that out.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that the Captain Marvel movie was meh until like the last 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you saw it? You watched it?
Hmm. Okay. I've watched all of them. Like, listen, just because I'm kind of that nerd. Like, I've watched all of them.
I got no problem watching Brie Larson in like tight spandex. Flying around space.
See, that's the worst part, though. That's the last 20 minutes. Like,
aww.
But here's the thing, though. As someone who grew up in the 90s, you'll like some of the references.
Well, I remember in one of the commercials, they had, like, Blockbuster Video or
like
some
Radio
shit.
Radio Shack, yeah. Like, stuff like that. Yeah. Like, even the soundtrack, like, it's a bit more, like rockish or whatever than it would be. Like, R&B or anything like that. But, like, even the soundtrack was pretty good. Again, growing up in that time frame. So, But yeah, no, I've watched all. Yeah, and there is definitely some correlation there, with it. So, no, I'm a Marvel nerd though. Like, I'll watch all that. Speaking of Daenerys Targaryen,
I don't know if you ever watched Aquaman. I did. I watched bits and pieces of it, but it was just very, very, yeah, very, very bad.
This is the one with Jason Momoa.
Yeah. The redheaded chick. I just saw this like on a...
Well, it's Amber Heard, isn't it? Mm-hmm. The one that like Johnny Depp like beat the shit out of, apparently.
Oh.
Well, allegedly. Yeah.
So apparently she isn't doing Aquaman 2. Daenerys Targaryen is. Instead.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, a little reuniting from season one, if you will.
That's one of those where it's like the directors are like high-fiving each other. They're like, you can't get Amber Heard back. It's like, no. It's like, well, who do we got? It's like, Emilia Clarke, like, motherfucker.
Oh my God, you did it. Maybe someone will watch this. For the most part, it was doo-doo.
I mean, the Snyder Cut is coming out of Justice League.
I feel like that's the way they're going to try to revive everything. It's just like, all right, just, you know what? Here you go. Here's a shit ton of money. Just make this all better.
DC, just, I don't know. They missed the mark when it comes to their live action movies, but their animated stuff is so good. Their animated stuff is like way better than any Marvel animated. It's like DC's strength is in animated production, mm-hmm, of comic book. And, you know, comic book adaptation, they kill it with the animated movies, TV series, whatever have you. And their movies are meh. Except for, like, Man of Steel was, like, the shit. Zack Snyder Superman, mm-hmm, movie, that movie was the shit. And then that was it.
But here's the thing, though.
Batman movies were good.
DC was always meant to be darker than Marvel. And there's only so much you can do, quote-unquote, darker, while keeping a PG-13 rating. So, also, I remember reading an article with Rob Parker and Trey Stone from the creators of South Park.
Yes.
And they said that, like, yes, there's a lot of stuff that they do that they can't, like, they just can't produce, like, because it's just too vulgar, it's too insane. It's why they do it with cartoons. It's why they did it with puppets when they did Team America World Police. Because it softens that blow of, like, it being too dark or being too raunchy or being too vulgar or whatever it is, because it's a cartoon doing it or it's a puppet doing it rather than an actual live person saying these lines. So I wonder if, to a certain degree, if DC is meant to be a bit of a darker series than, or a bit of a darker label than, say, Marvel is, where if you notice, like, yeah, there's a couple things here and there, but for the most part, Marvel is pretty... It kind of gives the people what they want in that sense. You know what I mean? Lots of explosions, fun characters, beautiful women, hot, you know, like whatever you're in it for.
Yeah.
Where, like, DC, they'll explore darker things. So, is it more palatable? Is it more easy digestible to do it in cartoon form rather than trying to do it in live form where you have these people trying to do these things?
I feel like, though, even with... I mean, Marvel tackles some pretty fucked up things in the Avengers movies and those movies. Like, they do deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's tough because, like, the dark stuff that's in DC is the stuff that's not, I guess, it's popular, but it's not as popular. I don't know, it's weird.
Okay, I can understand.
It's a weird comparison. It's like trying to compare the two. Because, mm-hmm, obviously you have the Justice League and you have the Avengers, and that's like the parallel of of DC and Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
But like some of the stuff, the animated stuff that I watch on, because it's all on HBO Max. HBO Max has everything.
Well, they bought all of it.
Right. They have the entire Warner Brother, mm-hmm, catalog, animated. I was watching Looney Tunes the other day. It was great. Sure. Yeah. But, like, they have all the DC stuff. They have, mm-hmm, all the cartoons, the animated stuff, stuff that's, like, super violent. You name it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that stuff's really good. But, yeah, it's just, I don't know. I just feel like DC, when it comes to animated stuff, kill it.
Yeah.
Live action, not so much. And on the flip side, Marvel, their animated stuff is good, but their live action kills it more.
Right. Okay.
That's all. It's the one thing I had noticed.
I got you.
About everything.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it was a rabbit hole podcast. wrap this up.
Okay.
I hope Daft Punk gets back together.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they.
Should we do that? What happens first? Daft Punk gets back together, or DJ McRegan comes out with a quarantine mix?
I mean, why not?
Okay.
You're going to have like a list of like, what's going to happen first?
And it's all just going to be whether or not DJ McRegan makes a quarantine mix. Like, eventually there's going to come a point in time where you're going to read about COVID-19 in a history book, and I'm still not going to get a mix.
DJ McRegan, answer the call.
Yep. Or don't. I got more jokes.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, if you don't, you're going to have to deal with this every time we do the podcast.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
I feel like he needs to defend himself. He might have to come here one day and defend himself.
He can. I ain't going to listen to it the same way I'm not listening to a new mix. So, like, that's fine.
Oh, my goodness.
He's welcome wherever I am anytime. He knows that.
Sure. So, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
And we will see you guys later. This is Rebel Podcast. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy.
Bobby at R. Hansen 817.
And we'll see you guys later. Peace.
Peace.